Hey you, welcome to Build the Damn Thing, a place where myself, Tiffany Largy, and our amazing Do the Damn Thing coaches show you how to use your story to build it all. Whether it's your first six figures, your next layer of multiple six figures, or maybe you're on your way to a million. And if it's not that, it's the life of your dreams, where you are free, you are strong, and you are whole. First, we're going to show you how to use your story to build a strong foundation. And then next, we're going to show you how to use your story in sales and marketing to clean up the cracks. And last but not least, we're going to show you how to use your story to gather people. Because the truth of the matter is that there's nothing stronger than being connected to people who just understand you as you are, where you are, so you can stop explaining yourself. I want to remind you that now that you're here, you are home, and I officially welcome you to our family. All right, let's get started.
Now, I'm going to be really honest with you. I actually believe that it's hard to build a seven-figure brand or a brand in general without self-awareness from the CEO. Like, I can't emphasize that enough. My responsibility as a CEO, as the leader of whatever thing that I'm in front of it, as I'm building the Donglan thing, is to make sure that I am building a brand that is strong enough for other people to stand on. If I'm just building a brand that's just good enough for myself, then what the hell am I doing? I'm kind of wasting time. We have a responsibility as CEOs to build a brand that's big enough, strong enough, more delicious enough for other people to stand on. Because the truth of the matter is that we really get somewhere when we build something that is bigger than ourselves. We get somewhere that when we build something that's bigger than ourselves and that we can easily bring people into the fold in which they can feel like they are a part of, they can feel like they are connected to, and they want to continue to buy, they want to continue to build, they want to continue to be present, and they're excited day one, day 285. My responsibility as a CEO is to build a brand, not just to sit behind the desk and click buttons and look at a computer and read these reports. Not at all. The biggest opportunity right now for every CEO is to see themselves as a spokesperson. They are the spokesperson of this brand. They are the spokesperson of this idea. They are the spokesperson of this company. They are the spokesperson. As I sit here in this studio and I'm thinking to myself, like, right now I'm sitting in the Do the Damn Thing production studios located in Phoenix, Arizona. This is one of my companies that I adore. I made a decision to start it because I saw a problem in the world, right? And I don't know why you started your business, but you probably started your business because you saw some type of a problem in the world. Now, I'm not here to tell you whether your problem that you saw in the world is valid or not, but I am here to tell you that when we see a problem in the world and we said, well, someone has to solve this problem, it sure as hell might as well be me. I want to make this clear that it's up to you to tell the world why does this problem need to be solved? And more importantly, it's up to you to tell the world, why are you the best to solve it? Let me just take a step back. The responsibility of every small business across America is to answer these four questions. Okay, let's get into it. The first question that the company needs to answer is, why are we in business? And it's answered in, what problem do you solve? What problem does your company solve? And if you're listening to me, this is a great time for you to press pause and answer the question out loud. Normally, when I ask a CEO this question, no matter how long they've been in business, no matter how many employees they got, I hear this. And this is where they get it wrong. And this is how I know. And if you can't answer this question, chances are you are simply pushing a title and a logo, and you are far from this concept that I'm talking about, a brand. Because what's easy is to tell me what y'all do in business. What do you do in business? But that's not what I asked. That is not what I want to know. And as a consumer, I don't care about what you do because so does 48 other companies. The only thing that I care about is, why the hell are you in business? Answer the damn question. What problem do you solve? What is the problem that you see in the world? Because you and I, right, as we run companies, we solve a problem. And the thing that we use to solve the problem with is a solution. The solution is what we give to the market, and the market pays us for the solution. You and I solve problems, but if we can't even talk about the problem, then how the hell are we supposed to solve it adequately? Then that means that we're doing something versus being the experts in our market. And I want to remind you, if you don't know, if you haven't heard me tell you this 100 times, I'm going to tell you it today. The general practitioner in the market will always make general practitioner money. The general practitioner in the market will always be the general practitioner while the expert is making expert money. It is much easier to scale a business with expert money than it is general practitioner money. Now, very first question that every company needs to answer across the world is, what problem do you solve? What problem do you solve? Dear sweet Jesus, what problem do you solve? Second question is, for who? Who do you solve this problem for? Who do you solve this? Well, we solve this for homeowners in the Nashville area. No, you don't. There's a lot of different homeowners. Are they in a condo, an apartment, or they're in a house? They're in houses. Okay, you have not answered the question. Are they single family? Are they two-story? Are they affluent? Are they under half a million or over half a million? Well, actually, if we are in Nashville, everything's like over half a million. That city is actually getting crazy. But let's go to another city. Actually, let's say this. Are they in the hood or are they not in the hood? What side of the railroad tracks are they on? Oh, but Tiffany, we don't talk about those things. Like hell, you don't talk about those things. You know very well in your heart whether or not the person you need to sell to, whether they live on this side of the tracks or the other. Be clear. Be honest. Who do you solve the problem for? Who does your company solve the problem for? And now we ask, why? Well, we solve the problem for the company because it's the thing that we do and we've been doing for a long time and we've been doing it for 27 years. I don't care. Who and why? Because you know what comes right after that is question number four. So question number four in this whole game, right? This is what every company needs to be able to answer and every team member in the company. Who do they solve it for? My last, which is the favorite of the most favorite of questions is, what gives you the right? What gives you the right to solve that problem? What gives you the right? What gives your company the right to solve the problem? Well, we've been in business for 27 years. We've been in business for 15 years. So doesn't mean you've been any good. You could have sucked for all 15 years. Who the hell cares? Let's just be honest with each other. Who cares if you've been in business for 15 years? Who cares if you've been in the triad area for 15 years? That don't make no damn difference. Only thing that makes a difference is whether or not you were actually good. You could have sucked for all 15 years, and that does not make you valid. The fact that you've been in business for 50 years does not make you valid, does not make you credible, and does not give you the right. I want you to be very clear on what I'm saying. You have to be, your company has to be clear. And what we teach our clients is that this is in the face of something called quantifiable results. The quantifiable results is what gives us the right. Well, Tiffany, we have a combined experience of 100 years. Again, so, you know, today I want, you know, before that stuff would have worked. And if you've been in business a long time, like some of the, not older people, but if you're not on a little bit on the veteran status with me, like some of that stuff was valid. Like, and you could be like, oh, we've been in business for 15, 20 years and that was good. But in today's market, that actually doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter? Because there are people who've been in business for less time and they do it better. Like I own that too. Time for me to take a sip. Hold on. I think I love Jack and Coke. I just want everybody to know. I want it to be clear. I think I love it. If you ever hear a company ask for donations, just know it's never cash. It's Jack and Coke. Okay, so here's the truth. You have these quantifiable wins and you have something that you do really well in the market. But the truth is that it is up to you to tell the world how great you are at doing the thing. Now, transparently, when you think of building this stage as a spokesperson for the company and making millions of dollars by doing it, because that's what happens. You make millions of dollars by becoming the spokesperson. You make $1 million by letting someone else lead the case. Case in point. Whatever richest company you love in the world, or if you look at the phenomenon of Apple, through this day, well past Steve Jobs not being here, it is Steve Jobs' Apple, and it will always be Steve Jobs' Apple. It's never going to be the other guy, Steve Wozniak. Hope I said his name right. I probably screwed it up ridiculously. And not only will it not just be him, but it's not going to be Betty, Mike, Sharon, or any of the other people who were in the executive team to help that company to grow. And I'm not saying that they're not valid. Make no mistake about it. They're very valid and they did awesome things. But it's Steve Jobs who became the spokesperson for a brand and really made that into something worth looking at. Now, as I Now, as I walk, as I talk to you about like this company, like every company has to like they have an expertise. They have a problem that they solve in the world, and they have a very specific problem. I also want to tell you that the more minute, the more niche your problem is that you solve, the bigger outcome that you'll have in terms of dollars, your ability to sell that product or service at a higher price, and your ability to move it faster because you can laser target the person who you're vying for. Now, I was telling you about this production company. I saw a need in the world. I saw a problem. And that was, I constantly went to production companies around the country. I contracted with people. I contracted with studios from North Carolina right down to California. I lived in Los Angeles, like Hollywood, USA, for 6 years. I remember standing in the same studio that the Amityville Horror had just been filmed, and we were working on a project. And I remember thinking to myself, man, it's wild because we have spent so much money at this studio. This is pre-pandemic. And I had great people on my team, and they were awesome, and we did good work. And we even did a couple pieces for a few clients, but I wasn't really in the production space then. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, I wish the people who owned this thing, I wish the people who worked here understood what I was doing. It would make it so much easier. But every time I walked into a studio, we as a company had to bring the expertise. We brought the knowledge. They just allowed us the space and access to materials. That doesn't really help me. Because if I'm trying to create something, I'm looking for a partnership. I also need the other people on the other end to actually understand what I'm doing so they can help me do this thing better. I'm not the expert. I am not the expert. I'm just the expert of my little space. The moment that I decided, like I got sick and tired. You ever get sick and tired of something? So normally a great solution is built when you get sick and tired. I got sick and tired of being in an industry and not really having an expert on the other end who understood what I was trying to build and how to build it and feeling like I was alone and doing it myself. Hence, I gave birth to a very niche studio that also includes an avenue for experts or CEOs like me to come in, create to their wildest dreams. And every team member is also creating for our company so they actually understand what to do with it, where is it going to go? And they're coaching the CEO along the way. They're also coaching the team along the way. And they play, they're like part of the strategy forever. Now, that was my long-winded way, but the reason why it's so important for you to answer those four questions is because they're rooted in your story as a CEO. And what problem I solve, who am I going to solve it for, what gives me the right, and why am I solving it are probably some of the most important questions you'll ever answer, ever. But they all get to the belly of your story. And in this journey of building a self-awareness of ourselves, like as a CEO, we have a responsibility to make sure that every person who is breathing and living on your payroll, including yourself, can live those answers, not just recite those answers. That is how you move cash a lot faster. That is how you move products and services. That is how you save your company when all things hit the fan because things happen in life and unexpected. Like I had a July like that. All the things hit the fan and everything was unexpected. But how did I dig my way out of it or you know, I don't want to say turn the company around because that's not the right statement, but how did I get back to her? How did I recover? How did I get the companies to recover? By having the team and the people and the clarity in myself to those four answers. I don't think that anything else matters in business. And if you're like, Tiffany, I disagree with this concept, it's probably because you live in volume land and everything you do in your marketing and sales is like, let us pump out more. Let's get more leads, more people to see us, more of this. And I'm like, yeah, you could do that. I think I'm going to talk about that in the next moment of self-awareness. I don't want you to live on more. I want you to convert more. I want you to convert more of what you have. I don't want you to have to get more traffic. More traffic? No. So in the next, I'm going to walk you through how do you get to $1 million in traffic, like the self-awareness of what's happening in the data. And I'm going to specifically dial in on traffic. I can't wait to watch you build something amazing. I pray that you are setting it all on fire. Thank you so much for choosing me. I can't wait to see you next week, and I can't wait to watch you win. Bye. I hope that episode was amazing for you, and you are closer to building the damn thing. I can't wait to hear what your thoughts were, what part you loved, and the action that you're going to go take, because the truth of the matter is that the person who wins is not the person who gets there first. It's the person who takes action first. got a gift for you, and it is at www.strappedhustle.com. It is imperative that you run there and you see all types of goodies, starting with the 7 must-haves that you've got to put when telling your story. There is so much deliciousness awaiting for you. I would love nothing more than for you to go ahead and give us a thumbs up and a 5-star review on not just this episode, but this entire series of How Do You Build the Damn Thing. Like always, if there's anything that we can do to make your week, day, or month better, please let us know. And more importantly, I can't wait to see you live. Whether it's at Do the Damn Thing Live or in one of our communities, or maybe you're just hanging out with us on social media. What I know to be true is that I am meant to connect with you somewhere, and I can't wait for that day to happen. And more importantly, I can't wait to see what you build.